Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Somebody scream for Jesus. Hallelujah. What a special night tonight. Afro debi amontebro fo papa. Mo de me hu sa motebro fo. Mo ma o mu hu sa motebro fo. We give God the glory and the celebration tonight. Revival 2022. Hallelujah. Oh. Tonight is a special night. Say a good amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We are live on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. We are live on Facebook, YouTube, and podcast. I can't wait. I have been waiting for this night. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. I don't want to waste the remaining airtime at all. I would love the man of God to come forth and be a blessing to us. Amen. But before we do that, I would love to acknowledge all our speakers for Revival 2022. Reverend George Nate on Monday. Reverend Elvis Achiman on Tuesday. Dr. Justice Aveva on Wednesday. Apostle Randy Impact on Thursday. Prophet Job Edu on Friday. Tonight, Apostle Josiah Open Junior. It's going to be awesome. Hallelujah. Allow me to celebrate some august men of God who are with us. They've been with us throughout by the grace of God, and we celebrate God for their lives. Say amen. Amen. Reverend Jerry Pano is with us tonight also. The workplace, Nations Disciples Church. This man is an excellent pastor. Teaches with power and precision. I salute you, sir. The way you have a very selfless heart, it humbles me. God bless you. Thank you. The mighty man of power, Reverend Emmanuel Samba, is here. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. A very great brother of mine, very good friend. Every time we have a special program, he is with us. Head pastor of ICGC, Dakoman, is with us. Reverend Mark Utudanso. Thank you, sir. God bless you. A great man of God who also works with the Judicial Service of Ghana, works at the Supreme Court, is with us. Sovanana, the Lord bless you. Clap for him. Tonight, allow me to introduce to you the teenage pastors of this church. One is 14 years old. One is 16 years old. Mama Comfort is 14. Pakamera Tonezola. Mama Comfort is 14 years old. And Mama Lizzie is 16 years old. The two teenagers of this church. Hallelujah. We have been blessed today by the presence of Her Royal Majesty or Royal Highness of the Kingdom of Swaziland, sister to the King of Swaziland, Her Royal Highness Princess Sabantile and her sister are here with us. Are you screaming? Hallelujah. Let me introduce the most special person in this building. You and you and you and you. Say a good amen. Before I introduce the man of God, I will want to say a big thank you to all of you. From Monday, it's been raining throughout the week, but we don't care about the rain. We come through, every meeting is packed, 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 and we give God the glory for the lives of everyone who have, you know, made it. I know that we've taken off a bit early. A lot of the people will still catch up, and we give God the glory for their lives. Say amen. Amen. Let me thank God for the life of Apostle Obin. Thank you, sir, for coming. Your coming is such an honor and a great blessing to us. Honestly, thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. You know, I would have loved Joe to sing. I would have loved, you know, one of the ladies to also sing. But I'm going to put it in. Don't worry. The man of God in ministration will put it in so that we do it. I want him to at least have that 30 minutes on radio live before they sign us off to be able to speak for the Lord. Say amen. Amen. Now help me, people, with a shout, with a clap, with a celebration. Apostles Josiah is in the house. Are you screaming?
Hallelujah. Your amen is suffering. Hallelujah. Are you ready tonight? Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise in this place. Now, I want us to celebrate one of God's finest and anointed vessels for this generation. You see, the thing about many Africans is that we wait for people to die and then we come and say all manner of things. Come and sing appellations. Come and, you know, say so many things. You wonder, where were all these people when the man was alive? But for us in Alabaster International Ministries, we will not wait for our father to pass. Right now, as he's alive, wherever you are in this place, come on, celebrate the grace, which is God's servant, Prophet Dr. Kofi Odo. Come on. Hallelujah. We want to celebrate our mother as well. You see, whatever we are seeing now, indeed God called the man of God. But if he is to do well, certainly there should be somebody by him. You see, because all of us here see his divinity. Only our mother sees his humanity. And so she's the only one who is able to handle the duality of who he is as an anointed person and who he is as a human. I want us to celebrate the mother of this house. Come on, come on, come on. Now look at your neighbor's face, eyeball to eyeball. Say, neighbor. Say, neighbor. Hey. Your head shall not lack oil. Your hands shall receive wealth. Your feet shall receive speed. If you said it and you believe it, celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Want to celebrate all the men of God for being here. Pastor Jerry, God bless you. Man of God, God bless you. God bless you so much. Please resume your seats in heavenly places. Amen. from Monday, God has already begun to do mighty things in our midst. The power and the glory of the Lord has been experienced in a strange way. His presence has been powerfully released upon us. And I know tonight is a night of celebration of everything that the Lord has begun to do. Amen. I want to share with you from Scripture, the book of Luke, chapter 9, a message I've titled New Dimensions. Somebody say New Dimensions. The book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 28 to 35. Luke 9, 28 to 35. And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter, James, and John. Please, the Bible is yours, underline Peter, James, and John. And went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him 2 men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory, and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, they saw his glory, and the 2 men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, one for Elias, not knowing what he said. While he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as he entered into the cloud. 35. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son, hear him. Amen. Now this is the story of what has become known as the transfiguration of Jesus. Now, before this particular event takes place, 2 other events take place prior to it. Number one, the Bible says Jesus was ministering to a multitude where he turned, increased or multiplied bread and multiplied fish in order to feed them. And then he met with his 12 and asked them, who do men say I am? And they responded, some say you are this, some say you are that. And Peter rose and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Then he said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Now Jesus had 3 dimensions or 4 dimensions of disciples. The first being the multitude. Somebody say the multitude. The second being what you call the 70. The third being the 12. And amongst or within the 12, he had what you call the 3. Amen. These are different levels of intimacy with Jesus. Even though they were all disciples, not all of them had access to his person and had access to him like everybody else. For those in the multitude, they were only present for as long as bread remains. For as long as there is bread and there is fish, they will be present. And so the day bread does not come, the day there is no fish, you will not find them anymore. And that is why the other day when Jesus was telling them that you have given you bread already, now I am the living bread, you must eat me in order that you will survive. The Bible says after that Jesus has said that, some of them packed their things and they left. Because when you are in the midst of the multitude, the only thing that sustains your connection to God is what you call bread. Somebody say bread. And so there are people whose definition of God's faithfulness is tied to what they receive from God. Their only understanding of the person of God is connected to Jehovah Jireh, my provider. So for as long as God is providing for them, they are around. But the day God stops providing and the day God starts showing them another person of his nature, you see all of them running away. I pray for you that if you are in the midst of the multitude, may the Lord cause you to come closer and come and form an intimate relationship with him. Somebody shout yes. Yes. Now when you read the Bible carefully, when Jesus was teaching them how to pray, he spoke and spoke and he got to a place now and he said that give us this day our daily bread. That is where a lot of Christians have ended the story. But they don't realize that when you go on, there's another part of it that says that the power and the glory rest with him.
The kingdom is in his hands, the power and the glory. People have ended at the bread level, but I pray that the Lord will usher us into that place where we'll not stop at bread, we'll not stop at provision, that we will love him whether or not he does anything for us, that we'll be connected to him whether or not he provides for us. If your definition of God's faithfulness is tied to what you receive from him, then there's a problem with your Christianity. Hallelujah. So now, the 12, he shows them a dimension of who he is, that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Then he tells them that this thing that you have just realized, don't tell anybody, it's just for you. Now, when he wanted to show them another type or another part of his being, the transfigured Jesus, he selected 3 out of the 12, took them to the top of the mountain. The Bible said they ascended to the top of the mountain, and then he showed that dimension to him. There are dimensions in this kingdom that are not available to just anybody. Hallelujah. If you are too afraid to be alone, you cannot experience a certain dimensions of God's glory. Many of us like to be in the midst of the multitude. We can only pray if we are all praying. We can only read the Bible if we are all reading. That there is nothing in us that can bring us to a place where we are looking for God on our own, except we are doing it in the company of people. But there are dimensions of encounter that does not come to people when they are in the midst of everybody else. I pray for you that the Lord will separate you from the multitude so as to show his glory into your life. Somebody say, I am the one. You see, separation precedes elevation. And every time the Lord is ready to elevate a man and show him new dimensions, what he will do initially is to separate the man from amongst people. Can I talk to you tonight? Now, you see, so Jesus selected Peter, James, and John and ascended with them. When you read your Bible carefully, you come across the story of a man called Jacob. And Jacob, after that he had served Laban for many years, wanted to return to Esau and his father's house to try and patch up things one more time. And the Bible says when he was coming, he had a great multitude with him. In fact, they were so great that he decided to divide them so that if Esau attacks them, at least one of those companies will survive. And so there were so many. He selected 15 out of them to embark on a journey with, 2 of them being his wives, 2 of them being his sons, and 11 of them being servants. And as they went on the journey, they got to a place. The Bible said now he left the 15 and went alone. It was only when Jacob went alone that the Bible said God appeared and wrestled with him. God never wrestled with Jacob in the midst of the multitude. God only wrestled with Jacob when he was alone. I pray for you that may God call you out and may God separate you so as to show you glory like never before. Somebody shout yes. When you read your Bible, everybody that God encountered and God showed a new dimension, God called him out. It is interesting that, you see, some of the things we call blessing and some of the things we call favor, if you are unlearned in the spirit, you will think bad things are necessarily evil. After God had wrestled with Jacob, the Bible says that his hip was dislocated from the socket. Did you see that one? Now, if you were there and you saw Jacob going, he would have been walking all right. Everything would have been fine. And you would think he's doing well. Now, when you saw him return from the fight, certainly he would have been limping because a dislocation has taken place. Now, if somebody were to ask you, between the going version of Jacob and the coming version of Jacob, which of them is the blessed version? An unlearned mind would think that it is the one walking all right. But in the midst of the limp was a blessing. In the midst of the limp was an encounter. In the midst of the limp, you see, sometimes when he calls you out, he will dislocate something so that he can reveal his glory and reveal his mercy and reveal his favor. For the Bible says that his grace is made sufficient only in our weaknesses. And so his jealousy would operate or create a situation where you will need his mercy. So when his mercy enters the situation and there's a dislocation, so that you can see that indeed this is God at work in my life. And that is why sometimes he will cause people to disappoint you, not because he hates you, but so that you come to the place that after that he has done it, no man can share in his glory. And I see the Lord coming to the place, isolating you and blessing you and causing his grace to find you in a unique way. Somebody shout yes. You cannot experience new dimensions with God if you are too comfortable being in the multitude. too comfortable being the multitude. And so he called Jacob out. He was one-on-one with him, wrestled with him. It was wrestling. It wasn't easy. It was wrestling. And look at the story of Mary. Look at the story of Mary. Mary is pregnant too, carrying Jesus. And she's not married. And in a patriarchal system, culturally strong system, where they believe you must be married before you are pregnant. And she's carrying a baby whose father we are not even aware of. And there is no DNA to test the story she's telling us. Because there is no way we can test the veracity of her being impregnated by the Holy Spirit. And yet she's going around telling people that she has been impregnated by the Holy Ghost. And you can imagine how people will be pointing, accusing fingers at her. And how people will be looking down upon her. And how people will be saying, this lady who was telling us she's a virgin, it means all that while she has been lying. Because how can a virgin become pregnant? And yet God said this is called favor. Because when Angel Gabriel went to her, he said that you who have found favor in the sight of the Lord, favor that make people point hands at you, favor that make people ask questions of your righteousness, and this is what God calls favor. You see, some of the things God calls favor and blessing and grace in this kingdom, it's not always about money. It's not always about the thing that you are looking for. Sometimes it is just to bring you to a place where he is only your source and he's the only one you can depend on. Can I preach this tonight at all? Can I preach this tonight? He calls Jacob out and wrestles with him. You see, if God had wrestled with Jacob in the midst of the 15, you think the 15 would have stood aside whilst he was wrestling? They would have gotten involved. And he would have been able to overcome. And the 15 would say, if we were not there, you couldn't have done it. Yeah. If we were not there, you couldn't have done it. And so what God does is to ensure that he's called. It's like Moses in royalty in Egypt. He does something evil and now he's running away. And he becomes a shepherd taking care of Jethro's flock. And now he's on his own one day in the desert. And suddenly he appears and begins to have an encounter with a burning bush. Why didn't God appear to him whilst he was in Egypt? Or whilst he was enjoying the beauty? God only appeared to him at that place where he felt like he was lonely. He was alone and there was nobody else around him. Where he only had flock for company. That is the only time God appeared unto him. Some of you, I can sense in my spirit tonight that you are around a situation in your life now where it feels like you are all alone. You are smiling all right, but you know that you are alone in this matter. You have put on makeup and everything seems okay around you. But when you go to bed and you are on your bed alone, you know that you are alone. I came to tell somebody tonight who is in that predicament that is the precursor for God to show you mercy. That is the exact situation for the power of the Lord to be revealed upon you. Somebody shout and say, I am the one. I'm the one. God will always call you out in order to reveal a certain dimension to you. Listen, ask anybody who has done well in ministry, even ask our papa. I am sure that he has gone through situations where he felt like he was all alone. Situations where he felt like people he has helped before suddenly have turned their back on him. Situations where he has sacrificed for people and there is nobody around him in the day of his need. And yet God will use those situations to show you that I am the only one that you have. I am the only one that you have. Can I teach this one tonight? You need to move from the multitude mentality to come to it is me and my God mentality. Hallelujah. I ask somebody, are you ready for that level? Are you ready for that dimension? Yeah. If you can have that encounter with God, you need to be alone. Alone with God. People are afraid to be alone. Somebody is in a useless relationship because he's afraid to be alone. And God is just watching you. They're afraid to be alone. So I have done my womb watch. I have invested years. You think a relationship is an investment? Go for your dividends. Hallelujah. Yeah, God, there are many of us, God is looking for attention. And the sad thing is that there are many people who are even more concerned about things than about God. Even in church, there are people who are concerned about how the sound is and how nice we are singing and everything else without waiting for God to be a part of what you are doing. There are choristers who would have, you know, rehearsals and do modulations and do arrangements and do all manner of harmonies and melodies to ensure that everything is on point. But what they fail to do is to wait on God alone to have God infused in the song. So they come and sing nice songs with nice voices, but it is empty with the presence of God. Listen to me. You can never be more concerned about the work of God than the God of the work. You can never. You can never be more concerned about the work of God than the God of the work. Listen, it reminds me of how Jesus goes to the house of Mary and Martha. And as he enters the house and he begins to talk to them, Martha is going out and about trying to do all manner of things in the house. In fact, she's trying, look at Martha now, trying to get bread for Jesus without realizing that this is the living bread. Look at Martha trying to get water for Jesus without realizing that Jesus is the living water. And Jesus is speaking and Mary is quietly listening to the wisdom that Jesus is speaking, because Jesus has said already to the devil that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of my mouth. And so Mary caught that revelation, and she was seated quietly listening to the words proceeding out of the mouth of Jesus, because these were the words that would empower her to live life. And here comes Martha beginning to complain, why would you not tell Mary to come and help me? And Jesus said, between the two of you, it is Mary that has chosen the needful. I pray for you that may we choose the needful in this season and in this generation. In the name of Jesus, somebody shout yes. That whatever we are doing in the house of God, we would take time to wait on the Lord and be in his presence and carry his voice for the generation. Wherever I have been, God gave me a word over a year ago, and I've been sounding it wherever God gives me the privilege to be. And the thing that God said is he's raising a generation of young people to affect different industries in this country. From ministry to banking to real estate to movies to music, every industry. And the Lord is raising people. Unfortunately, the enemy has gone into that season and has planted things in the season to distract the young people who have the potential to work in those dimensions. And so you have a lot of young people following useless trends and following all manner of things. Today we are doing this and tomorrow we are doing that, without realizing that the times are urgent and God is enlisting people for the next move. Hallelujah. Tap somebody, say, are you ready for the next move? You cannot experience God in a certain dimension if you are in the midst of people. He calls them, Peter, James, and John, and begins to ascend the mountain with them. That takes you to the next thing on the journey to the new dimension, is that God is a God of process. He's a God of process. And you must be ready to sacrifice for the process. Because this is Jesus. You see, the thing about Jesus is that he is Lord. He is God. How many of you are aware of that? The Bible says he has been given a name, that at that name, every knee bows. Of things in the heavens, of things on the earth, of things. It doesn't say at the mention of the name Jesus. It says at the name of Jesus. Because there are people who can't mention it. Because they may be sick or they may be dumb. And so if the scripture says at the mention, immediately he has removed all those who lack the capacity to mention. But the Bible never says that. The Bible says at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in the heavens, of things on the earth. And so his lordship is not in doubt. This is Jesus who has walked on water before. He has the ability to control elements. This is Jesus who, the other day after his death, when he resurrected and he wanted to go to heaven, he didn't go by Lufthansa. He ascended into the heavens and he was caught up into the clouds. This is the same Jesus that the Bible says of a man called Philip, that he empowered Philip. Philip needed to be transported from one place to the other. He was caught up in the spirit, disappeared from one place, only to appear where God wanted him to be. So God has the ability to cause men to move from one place and just appear in another place. I'm going somewhere with this. And this is Peter, James, and John climbing to the top of the mountain where God wants to show them a certain encounter. But God doesn't cause them to disappear from the valley only to appear on the mountain. God intentionally causes them to walk after Jesus one step at a time from the base of the mountain, from the valley of the mountain, one step at a time. If you saw them and they were sweating, you will not think that God is about to do something mighty with them. You will think they are smelling and they are struggling and they are tired. But in the midst of that, God is working them and preparing them for an encounter at the top of the mountain. Some of you, what you are going through is just what God needs you to go through as a process to bring you to the top of the mountain for an encounter with him. Somebody shout yes. God is a God of process. as you are seated here, if the Lord causes you to receive a mighty anointing tomorrow morning, do you know what it will do to you? The pride will kill you before your time. Like, so for like you talk, and suddenly Afajato appears at Tesano. Hey! You will do, you man of God, you will do press conference. Hey! The things God asks, you will do things. And so God necessarily must work on you, work on your heart, work on your mind, break you and humble you as a process to bring you to a place. You can't just receive what you are looking for the way you are. You see, what you are looking for is also looking for a transformed version of you. And so you must be transformed first so as to attract what you are looking for. The anointing you are looking for, God will not use anointing for anything. The healing grace you are looking for, God is not sick. He's not using the healing grace for anything. The money you are looking for, God is not poor. He's not using it for anything. But before the Lord can release these gifts and virtues to you, God must first trust you, and he will trust you after he has processed you in the factory of the Spirit. Somebody shout yes. He's a God of processes. He's a God of processes. Somebody says he's a God of process. And so you have to come to the place where you learn to sacrifice with him on that journey. Sacrifice your time. Sacrifice your pride. Hush. See, and many people are proud of. What have you seen in life? There are many people who, because of small money, they are proud. What kills me is the young anointed people who are proud. Like, where are you going? If you make a mistake and you bump them on a Sunday, I think somebody might slap you. It's a serious matter. Hallelujah. But you see, when Jesus was at the top of the mountain, look at the two people that appeared to him. Number one was Moses. Number two was Elijah. Do you know that after Moses died, there was haggling over his body? The enemy said, "This is ours." And God had to send an angel to preserve his body. And so you can estimate intelligently that he must have done something wrong for the enemy to feel like he has a claim to their body. Are you with me so far? Number two, he was not actually the one who took the people of Israel to the promised land. It was Joshua. And yet when God was looking for somebody to meet Jesus, God didn't go to Joshua. God still went to the father, Moses. Number two, Elijah. In fact, Elijah did more miracles than Elijah did. The first miracle Elijah did was the last miracle Elijah performed to exit the earth. He did more than Elijah did. But when God was calling men to meet his son, it was the father Elijah and not Elijah. Can I go there? You can never be too anointed as to disrespect fathers. You can never. No. You can never come into this world with a new revelation that maligns the authority grace upon fathers. Can I go there? Yeah. Number two, Moses is the representative of the Old Testament. He's the progenitor of the Old Testament. It came through him. The imperfections of the Old Testament, all Moses. God was looking for a way to sustain man till Jesus is revealed. And so he gave the Old Testament as a way to preserve man till his son comes. And Elijah is a prophet. And the prophets come and they speak and say, "Thus saith the Lord." And they speak in the name of the Lord. But you know, when Jesus came, he never said, "Thus saith the Lord." Jesus always said, "You have heard them say, but I say." Because there is no prophet greater than Jesus. And everything any prophet will do is fully manifested in the person of Jesus. And everything the Old Testament represented is fully manifested in the person of Jesus. And that is why these two came together to say, what we have all been waiting for is who is here now. And so take over now and do what you must do. Now, for you and I who have the grace to serve Jesus, we must take it seriously. For you and I who have the opportunity, by God to serve Jesus, let us not come to the place where we serve him anyhow with no fear. There's a, this is a generation that doesn't fear God at all. All manner of things are happening in the name of the Lord, right in the presence of God, right in the church of God. But I see the Lord raising another generation of people who fear him, who love him, who live for him, who are righteous in his sight, and the Lord release a power and a grace upon their life like never before. Somebody shout yes. Yes, yes, yes. Another generation is rising. Hallelujah. Who fear the Lord? Who fear the Lord? See, you need to fear God. Jesus said something. He said, you don't be afraid of the one who can destroy the body. You must be more worried about the one that can destroy the soul. Yeah. We have come to, we don't fear God. So we don't fear God. Gimmicks on the pulpit. Jokes on the pulpit. All manner of things. And it's sad. I don't blame them. Peter did that thing. When you read, the Bible says, as soon as Peter woke up from the sleep, because they were tired climbing to the top, and he saw the three of them, he opened his mouth and he said, you know, let's build three churches. Let's build three tabernacles. One for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for Jesus, because what we are seeing is good. And as he was talking, the Bible says, the heavens opened and God spoke and said, this is my beloved son. Hear him. Now, what can you know? Quiet and listen to what Jesus has to say. We are entering that season where anybody speaking in the name of the Lord that the Lord hasn't sent them, God is about to shut them and compel people to hear those that he has sent and mandated with a word for the season. Somebody shout yes. And the Bible says, this Peter said without knowing what he was talking about. People say things they don't know. They don't even know what they are talking about. People talk about the presence of God. They have never entered the presence of God before. They think the presence of God is goosebumps. People talk about holiness when they are not holy. You see, it's easy. It's easy to talk about things. I mean, I tell people all the time, you can call yourself whatever you want, but you can't force heaven to acknowledge it. So people say all manner of things and call themselves all manner of things. They say all manner of things. I remember when I was in secondary school, I did business, but I had the opportunity to do integrated science. And they would give you pipettes and all those funny things. And I never saw any of them with my eye ever. I never touched any of them with my hand ever. Yet every time they ask us in exams, we're able to write something. We're able to write about things we know nothing about. So it is easy to talk about things you know nothing about. But another generation is rising. Who know what the presence is? Who know what holiness is? Who know what power is? Who know what grace is? Who know what righteousness is? And they'll be speaking by the backing of the Holy Ghost to a generation that are compelled to listen. I pray for you tonight that the Lord will usher us into a new dimension like never before. Somebody say, I am the one. Yes, 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 yes. A new generation, a new dimension is coming. Your walk with God cannot only be about what he gives me. No, 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 no. It cannot be about that. One of the things that the Lord is interested in is your heart and your motive. And the process will reveal it. The process will always reveal it. Somebody says, give me anointing. Why? You see, that is a very important question. Let me tell you the truth. David never set out to look for a Goliath to kill. Did you hear what I said? Moses never set out to be looking for a Red Sea to go and part. They just set out to follow God and obey God. And as they went in obedience to him, whatever came out of the journey, God empowered them to deal with it. In our generation, we just set out looking for Goliath to kill because everybody wants to feel like a hero. Everybody wants to feel like a hero. But they never set out looking for giants to slay. Looking to make a name for themselves. No. They set out to just follow God and obey God. And if God says go straight, they went straight. God says turn, they turned. That was all they were living for. And so, you see, in this generation, the Lord will give people 5 members. It is God's desire. You will preach and you still empower them. The Lord will give people 20, 50, 100, 1,000, 2,000. Whatever it is he gives you for your assignment, you stick with it, you walk in it, and you obey him to the end. Hallelujah. Because, you see,
God does not sponsor what he hasn't commissioned. He does not sponsor. If you set out on your own and you commission yourself, sponsor yourself. Be ready to provide for yourself. God only backs that which he himself has commissioned. So the other day, the sons of the prophet went to Elisha. They said, where we are is too small. Have us go and cut beams so that we can expand the place. And Elisha said, go. They said, no, we don't want to go alone. We want you to go with us. Now, as they went and they were cutting, one of them, the axe head, fell into water. Immediately it falls into water. He comes to Elisha and says, Oga, you commissioned us to go. You gave us the instruction to go. This is the problem that has arisen. You need to come through for us. And Elisha says, step aside, step aside. And the miracle was performed. You see, assuming they had gone on their own and the axe head has fallen into the water, who are they going to call? You're on your own. Hallelujah. You don't start a relationship without God. Get to the middle and get stuck, and then you are looking for God. Somebody came to me recently. He said, man of God, I want you to pray whether my husband is from God. Hey! It's a serious matter also. I said, what kind of prayer is this one? I can't pray this prayer. He says what he has put together. And when you were cutting the vow and the covenant, me, I wasn't there. You said I do in his presence. You are coming today to come and ask me. Hallelujah. And so the process will reveal the state of your heart and your motives. You want anointing. Why? 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 You want money. Why? Have you asked yourself that question before? God, he told someone, he said, you look on the outside, but for me, I am more concerned about what is on the inside. So you can fool everybody, but you can't fool God. You can deceive everybody, you can't deceive God. It is funny. Sometimes the people who are closest to us, men of God, are the people who are living wayward lives like never before. Sometimes. The people living closest to us. Because I'm at the police station in Chomun's Road Police. Are you with me? Sometimes those people are the ones that live where you will hear, say, hey, you. Can I preach tonight? So what you are looking for, that you have been believing the Lord for, Lord, do this. Why? The question is why? Some of them, God knows that if he causes you to receive them today, the pride will kill you before your time. If he causes, look, in your current state, look at what you are doing. If God gives you money now, you will now be able to afford all kinds of nonsense. Am I talking to somebody? You know I'm talking to you. And so the process reveals the intent of your heart, the motives. And that is why God will always take you through a process. There is nobody God's word came to and said, goes to Abraham and says, leave your father's house, leave your country, leave your people, three things, and go to a place I'll show you. And he decided to carry Lot along. But the instruction was clear. Leave everybody. And God didn't say anything. God was just watching him. They got to a place on the journey. When they started fighting and they needed to be a separation, when Lot went his way and he was alone, then the Bible said God came to him and said, lift up your head. For as far as your eyes, are you with me? But from the day God spoke to him when he was 75 years to leave his father's house, and that he was going to make him into, that he was going to bless him and bless his descendants. Do you know how long it took after that? Because the Lord will take you through a process. What do you catch yourself? You're men sour. So now, channel Papa say, "I'm on mic." Hey, Papa say, "I'm on mic." Just say when your revelation binti, you're on the board of vino. Say, hallelujah. God will always process you. By processing you, things will be broken off. Relationships, you'll be disconnected from some of them. You see, because some people are around you now that have no business where you are going. Hallelujah. Some people cannot accommodate the weight of your destiny.
And so because God knows, God will intentionally exit some of them quietly from your life. But here you are because you are not spiritual. God is trying to exit them, and your good heart is trying hard to bring them back. But it is God's process to disconnect you from certain people as part of the process. Can I preach this at all tonight?
I feel it.
Yeah. The process will ensure that certain people will leave your life. Certain numbers you will lose. The process, man of God, the process. It is necessary. Certain things must leave. Certain people must leave. Certain numbers must leave your phone. You must leave. Are you with me? Because you see, the thing about God is that he will not do anything in your life without using another man. It's the same thing. You see, everything God will do, the enemy will pattern after it. So if God's process is that he elevates men using men, then the enemy also bring men down using men. And that's why you need to be careful who's around you. And so God will necessarily cause certain people to begin to live your life. They cannot stand you anymore. You see, some of them are only happy with where you are today. They look like they love you because of where you are today. But tomorrow, if their story changes and the Lord brings another dimension, those same people who used to look at you as if they loved you, suddenly they will not be able to accommodate you anymore. The jealousy and the envy will cause them to fight that which God is doing. And that is why through the process, God will eliminate certain people from your life. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Give the Lord a shout of praise in this place. In this place. The process will reveal people and delete people. See, read your Bible. The Bible says there was a lame man who people will carry him daily and position him at the gate called Beautiful. Every day. The gate called Beautiful also leads into a temple. But they never took him to the temple. They will always carry him and just leave him at the entrance of the temple. For what? So he can beg. Now, in his misfortune, they have found a purpose for their lives. So for as long as he's lame and he's crippled, they will always have a job to do to carry him and go and put him there. If he starts walking, they'll be jobless. So they need him to be the way he is so that every day they can carry him and place him there. Are you with me now? Now, he has begged so much that even though his problem is medical in nature, now he thinks his problem is financial. So when Peter and John say, "Look at me," the Bible says he looked intently at them, hoping that he would receive money. That was not his problem. His problem was he needed healing. But what's not sa situation to the extent that now he thinks his problem is financial. Then the Bible says there is another man who was sick of the palsy. And his friends wanted to carry him to Jesus. But when they wanted to go, every entrance and exit to the place was blocked. There was no way they could get in. And then they told themselves, no matter what, today you must receive your healing. And so they opened an entrance on the roof of the building and begin to release their friend so Jesus can heal him. You see, it is not the kinds of buildings we have today. And any of them could have dropped dead or become as sick as their friend. But they risked everything just to bring him down for his healing. The people you have around you will determine whether you will be healed or they will just drop you every day in front of the gate called Beautiful. And that is why the process will eliminate certain people from your domain. May the Lord cause your eyes to be opened to see those who have no business in where God is taking you. Somebody shout yes. You see, you don't just stick with them because you have known them for long. Now, if you have known them for long and they are not correct, what is the use? What is the use? They must be contributing something to where God is taking you. The Bible says there are two men. One is called Jesus. One is called Jonah. Both of them had situations where they were in boats. Both of them had situations where the sea was raging. Both of them had situations where they were sleeping. But this is the issue. Whoever found himself in Jonah's boat was in the boat with a problem. Whoever found himself in Jesus' boat was in the boat with a solution. Whoever you are with you in your boat determines whether you have the problem with you or you have the solution with you. And I pray for you that by the mercies of God, may God himself determine who you need in your life at every season in your life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, somebody shout yes. So the process would ensure that certain people must leave you for the new dimension. You see, even some of them, they can't handle the new you because they are aware of the old you. They are so familiar with the old you that do you know that some people can't still perceive that you're a man of God? When they see you as classmate. When they see you as childhood friend. They have still not been able to process it, that you have moved from that dimension and now you are a man of God. That is why the Bible says, whoever will give a cup of water to a prophet in the name of the prophet will receive a prophet's reward. If you give a cup of water to a prophet, but in the name of a brother, in the name of a friend, in the name of a classmate, you get nothing. Are you with me now? So there are people who know you from where you are coming from. They don't have the ability to handle where you are going, and go through the process must delete some of them. Hallelujah. Number three, and I end here. Number three is the law of honor. The law of honor. For you to walk in the new dimension, you must learn the law of honor. The law of honor. It's sad that in this generation, and in my generation particularly, we don't know how to honor things. We don't know how to honor people. We don't know how to honor God. We don't. I remember somebody, there was a testimony we shared on one of my platforms, and so they sent it on WhatsApp. I just cut and pasted it. And somebody was speaking to one of the church members, and he said, you know, all these funny, funny testimonies, don't you think that they've been concocted? Don't you think that, like, they look funny? What is this? And unfortunately for the person asking the question, the one that he was asking was the one who sent the testimony. Are you following? And he said, that is my testimony. Unless you're accusing me of concocting it too, that is my testimony. We live in a generation of dishonor. Disrespect. We disrespect everybody. Look at somebody looking for marriage, yet dishonoring people who are married. Dishonoring the institution of marriage. But she is sitting here tonight, man of God, looking for marriage. He's shouting. She's shouting on top of her voice, men are scum. And then she's now on her knees, God, give me a man. How is God, which of the messages should divinity listen to? Are you with me now? So all women are the same. And then he's praying, God, give me a good wife. From where? From the factory of the same? The law of honor. You see, any grace you don't honor, you cannot have it work for you. Any grace you don't honor. This is an ultra competitive generation that they can only feel like something is worth celebrating if it is about them. That if they are the ones doing it, then if anybody else does it, then it's not from God. The level of dishonor. We dishonor everybody. Dishonor every new move. Dishonor everything. To the extent that, you see, when God leaves Saul and shifts the attention to David, we are so fixated on Saul that we don't realize that God has anointed a new king. My point is, when God shifts seasons and is raising people, we will dishonor them, not realizing that this is God's move in a new season. People will rise and begin to speak against Alpha R. Are you serious? Tell somebody, we are all Alpharians. Share the link. What are you talking about? Hallelujah. Because, and it's sad that some of them are men of God, because it is not them. Are you serious? Their level of dishonor and disrespect for oils and graces is nauseating. Are you with me? When God begins to raise people. See, I've told people all the time, if you have a brother who is a pastor, he's anointed, the fact that he's a pastor, he's your brother, doesn't mean it will work for you. You will find him laying hands on people and they are being healed. And yet you are going through the same predicament and nothing is happening. Because for you, he's a brother, he's not a pastor. Yeah. And the oil only responds to honor. Honor provokes the oil. Look at Hannah. She has been looking for a child all these years. Heaven is just watching her. Heaven is just watching her. And one day she goes and breaks down before God. Said, now everything is yours. If you give it to me, I honor you so much that I'm not looking for it for my own self-aggrandizement. I'm just looking for the child so I can honor you with the child. And God says, now you have caught the key. So I am giving you the child that you are looking for. The law of honor. that we will honor men of God. The Lord has given us a choice vessel like Prophet Dr. Kufuor do in this house, and you will dishonor him. What you need to understand is that in the spirit, graces are recognized. Oils are recognized. And so you can even decide to speak against him. If he doesn't hear to respond, the oil has a voice of its own and has a hand of its own that moves according to the honor or dishonor that is being provoked at it. Are you with me now? And so you need to be careful who you dishonor and what you dishonor. Go to other countries. Go to Nigeria and see the level of honor, man of God. They understand it. I have a few in church. They will honor you like they are mad. It's not that they are mad. They have understood the power of honor. Somebody came to Jesus the other day, poured the alabaster oil at the feet of Jesus, wasted everything. The Bible says that she it cost her, it would have been equivalent to 1 year salary. Poured everything, used her hair to wipe it. Honoring Jesus. See, there are different types of anointing. If they anoint your head, your neck will benefit. And your shoulder will benefit. And parts of your body will start benefiting. Because it will trickle down. It's like the oil from the head of Aaron through the beard down the skirt. So part of you. But when the anointing is poured on your feet, everything is wasted after that. And she wasted everything at the feet of Jesus. And there comes John the Baptist. What do you call him? Judas Iscariot. Says, can't this money be used for you know, good things for the poor? You think you are the first person to say that? You think the world, the things they are saying against the church, the level of dishonor. So look at them. Can't we do this? Can't we do that? And the Bible says, this he said, not because he wanted to do anything for the poor, but because he was a thief. Most of those who dishonor is because they have a corrupt heart, corrupt mind. That is why they dishonor. The law of honor. Are you with me? See, sometimes it's simple. What you are looking for. See, whatever you are looking for, somebody already has it. Every dimension you are looking for, somebody is walking in it already. Every grace you are looking for, sometimes all you need to do is to honor those graces and the Lord will make them available to you. Hallelujah. The law of honor. The law of honor. It is powerful. There are things that you see. That's why the Bible says, honor your father and mother. What will happen to you? Your days will be long. In other words, longevity of life is not connected to healthy eating. It's not by gymming and exercising. It's a product of honoring your parents, your father and your mother. So you honor them and it is released for you. The law of honor. It is simple. Am I talking to someone? It is that simple. You can gym all you want. I have seen people die on the treadmill. I have seen people choke on the carbohydrates they are eating. So it is not in it and of itself by that you can have long life. It is by respecting the law of honor. The Bible says, honor your father and your mother. There are husbands that don't honor their wives. They will honor every sister in church but their wives. Oh my. They will honor everybody but their own wives. Some Legon girl will just say, send me credit like a robot. How much do you need? The wife will say, I need credit to call you. Can I go there? The law of honor. You need to. See, in my house, my wife knows, since we were married up to today, sometimes when you enter homes, there are bowls and glasses and cups that are in shelves reserved for special kinds of visitors. No, every woman has it. My mother had it. My sister has it. My wife has it. I'm sure my daughter will have it too. Ayamra Obia Obi. But the law in my house is that there is no outsider or visitor who deserves more than me in my own house. There's nobody. There is no outsider who is worthy of that honor more than me in my own house. And for me also, there is no other person deserving of honor than my wife in my house. Are you with me now? The law of honor. We must learn to honor people, honor gifts, honor graces, honor the Lord. See, it is dishonor for God and irreverence for God that will let people come and pick an envelope and never pay in church. You raise it and they are rushing and they are coming, and you see, it's sad because sometimes guest preachers will look at it and they think that, oh, these people have come and all that, and people won't pay, and they have dishonored the Lord and they have come before him to scam God. These are serious things I want you to capture tonight. The law of honor. Can we pray? Please rise to your feet. I want us to pray. I want us to pray. I want us to pray. That the Lord, lift up your right hand, please. I want to pray tonight that the Lord will usher us into new dimensions. Please lift up your voice wherever you are. Begin to pray. Shala kapradis. Le koba dini mila daba santa. Landa la kabado. Le brado shala katas. Rabando ni malada. Ze kopara deza dila manasa. E kopala daba shanta la katas. Rabola ni maleko se tele kobradis. Manda la gado shala kapradis. Rabado zala kapa le kotose. Father, new dimensions, oh God. E kobala bada baba. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Onyame ba yejiwa. Lift up your voice. Yeda
niyao.
Yemamede ninenti. Come on. Bejiwa. Onyame ba yeyiwa yeda. Hallelujah.
Niyawo
yema mede kadala gabaduza inenti bejiwa. Onyame
kwafwe
adele brado salia kapa. Bonnie and to me, no. When you're a son, I'm so old. And on the end, here, man, I'm
all
here, man, I'm all here, man, oh, and when you need no kind of on the end, you come on, worship him. We are do man come. Obi ni weni ni wajo. Eh, we are do man come.
Yeah. Remedy, salty.
Come on. Odimafo, kanda bakoria kata. Yesu ya, Odimafo. Somebody worship him. Come on, worship him. Oh, so above all, sorry, oh, hey, oh, 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 God, oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, they were. Yeah, my own. Jesus Christ. Oh, we are my way. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Yeah, they were. Yeah, yeah. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Jesus Christ. Jesus, oh, we are my way. Agado. Yeshua. Yeshua.
Celebrate Jesus. How are you, sir? What's your name? Come. What's your name? Give me mic. Emmanuel. What's your name? What's your name? Emmanuel. Okay. Oh man. Let me talk to you first. And then I'll talk to him. As soon as we're worshiping, I saw you at the back. And I saw the angel of the Lord behind you. And I saw Emmanuel written on a placard behind you. And as we called you for and you're following me, the Lord said there's another Emmanuel here that you must talk to. Now. The Lord showed me in the spirit. I entered a place and I saw you, sir. And around the man of God were cars. Cars parked around him. It was as if he was selling these cars, as I saw in the spirit. They are shocked.
Professor.
Hey! We haven't started, though. Calm down. Oh, my. Ali Agados.
Professor.
What do? You sell cars?
Yes, please.
Are you sure?
Yes, please.
Okay. Now, this is what... Okay. Do you know chinchilla? Chinchilla.
I know chinchilla.
What is chinchilla?
It's a animal.
It's an animal. I see people calling you that name.
Yeah, I was being called in secondary school.
I can't hear you.
In secondary school.
Secondary school. That was your nickname. Because I'm seen in the spirit.
Professor.
And there are people around him. They are shouting chinchilla in the spirit. See?
Work,
I'm asking him.
I'm asking him what is chinchilla. He's giving me definitions.
Hey!
Sir, you know what the enemy has planned? The enemy has planned for you to lose a lot of money connected to the business. But you see, two things are sustaining you. And that is why even though you have lost some money, you are still surviving. You know you have lost some money.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but you are still surviving. In fact, you have contemplated this thing. Should I slow down or should I stop? Two things are sustaining you. Number one is all the help that you have done for your family. How you have been there for them. How you have provided for them. How like you have been like a father for them. I'm talking about siblings where you are the one who is like a father for them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I have two of them staying with me.
Talk to me.
I even have two of them staying with me.
You have two of them staying with you. Yes. That you are. It's like he's playing the role of father. Mm. And what he's doing is resonating in the presence of the Lord and is preserving you from the losses the enemy has planned. That's number one. Number two, there is grace in this house that is preserving you. Mm. See. I don't, by God's grace and in all humility, I started prophesying at the age of 20 years. University of Ghana. My classmates will tell you, when I enter my room, the lecture hall, I go there once a while because I was a full-time pastor, part-time student. When I come, people will get up from their seats and say, oh, man of God, you are here. We started. And so there are things I don't say to flatter you. When I entered here, there was fire on this altar.
Working.
I'm telling you.
Working.
There was fire on this altar. Look, every altar where there is fire, the hell, kingdom of hell will attack it. Malign, insults, allegations. So many things. When it is in bed with hell, hell doesn't attack it. Hell just allows it to fester. If he waters it, the devil waters it. And you see, so you can be suffering. You can be a pastor who is in sin. And the enemy is excited. So you will still be having symptoms of success. Whilst you are, it's a symptom. It's not success. You have similitudes of success. And so you think you are fine, but you are just being cajoled by hell to keep you on the same path. So there are many people God has left them long time. They are now using experience. I'm telling you. There are people God has left. Now it's experience. I feel like talking tonight. Sir, there is oil in this place. There is fire in this place. I'm going to ask you to do something. Any amount that you want, go and pray about it. Gather that money, come and drop it on this altar. There is fire on this place. And the Lord will bring a turnaround for your business.
Amen.
Mark
Amen.
It. Mark it, mark it, mark it. Mark it. The Lord will bring a turnaround for your business. Because God intentionally chose you for the Kwaku family. Kwaku family. Kwaku family. You know that family?
That's my surname.
Yeah. God intentionally chose you Professor. For that family. Can we pray for him?
Yeah.
Now, God said he's taking you somewhere. That no matter how far he takes you, don't forget where you are coming from. That's why I saw Chinchilla. It's like God has suddenly changed his story. And people say, hey, Chinchilla. Hey, is this you? You be this. And they're just looking at him. Because I have been privy by God's grace in the spirit to enter your background. And if you are looking for helpers, you will not find them. Mm. Yeah. You will not find them. If you are looking for men who are doing well, you will not find them. Mm. But the Lord wants to raise you from that background. And it says, Amen. As he raises you, don't forget where you are coming from. Because God has taken me places. Look, I'm seeing him now. I'm seeing him around Kolebu, Mamprobi, Accra stretch. You know that area?
I'm coming from Accra.
Yeah, Kolebu, Mamprobi stretch, Accra area. And he's walking. And as he's walking, it's like the angel of the Lord is leading him. He's not even aware. Leading him, go here, do this, go there.
Prophesy.
You see, because he's coming even to this ministry. That's not the ministry you were with at first. God directed your steps here.
He used to be somewhere doing all manner of things. You know, Adam, God directed your brother to here. Because there's a purpose for you. And God says, as he raises you, as he elevates you, don't forget where you are coming from. Can we pray for the two of them, church? Please, stretch forth your hands towards them. Want to pray right now. As the Lord has spoken, so shall it be established. Please lift up your voice. Shaka paradis. Lebra doni mi lakatas. Lepa do shala brakata. Eba lagano. Zanda lakato. Leba daba do shaka kato. Rabadila manose. Kapa talakato. Rabado shala kapata. Hey, Malagados, oh God, that you will let it be done in their lives with speed. And Bokosi Kapani, Rabado Shalakata. Father, I pray for them. As you have spoken, by the arm of flesh they will fail. But you alone can cause it to come to pass. And I pray that by your word, let it be established. That right in the same place where the words were proclaimed, the testimonies will be shared to the glorification of your name alone. In the mighty, matchless name of the Lord Jesus, we call it done. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same.
What's your name?
George Quickwigan.
Please come this way. The light now says Shrine we need so.
George Quickwigan.
Oh my.
Wake it.
Kambo. Kambo. Kambo.
That was my nickname way
that
back.
That was your nickname way back. Kambo.
Professor.
Professor. Kambo. 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 Hey! Angezo! Kambo. Wow. Nat, out of my belly. Sing that song. Sing that song. Sing.
Of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living waters.
Adabakosa, Elemalosa,
out of belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living waters. Sing out of my belly, say,
out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living waters.
We sing out of my belly, say,
out of my belly
shall
flow.
Come on,
hey ya,
hey ya,
hey
ya,
hey ya,
hey ya,
hey ya,
hey ya, hey ya,
hey
ya, hey ya,
hey ya,
hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya,
hey ya, hey ya,
hey ya,
things
Professor.
The Lord would have me tell you, between now and the end of the year, let there be no reason to go to Takoradi. Between now and the end of the year, if it is a must that you must go, the prophet must pray for you and preserve some things before you go. Because they will tell you, you need to come to Takoradi. Like, there will be an issue will be created. A need will be created for you to go to Takoradi between now and the end of the year. But you need to watch it. I saw in the spirit an accident along that stretch. I saw on the street. In the spirit. See, sometimes, I remember in February, I was ministering in church, man of God. And there was a man, I called him, I said, who is Michael? He said, Michael is my brother. I said, I'm seeing Michael. Somebody is bringing pregnancy to Michael. That's, this is your pregnancy. And I went on to see other things. That was February. Now, around May, I was in church. After church, somebody said, I want to see you. They brought him. Yes, he was playing the video of the prophecy that I gave. I said, no, I'm the one there. I know what I said. How can I help you? He said, my name is Michael. And a lady came to me yesterday that I'm the one you were talking about. Man of God, I felt like slapping him. When you have been told and you sit there and let it happen, if you need to go, please make sure you inform prophet. Let prophet release. Prophecy and call the enemy. That's number one. Number two, nyami be shawu shere bi awo. But it's not for your own sake. It's for this ministry. Say nyami raise you as a pillar to support this ministry. So the Lord is bringing some strange financial grace into your life, but it will come through your connection also with your wife. So hold her well, because God intentionally brought her. I'm seeing somebody like Nah, a name like Nah. Somebody like Nah, God brought the person to you. You don't know Nah. I can help you. Someone like Cindy.
Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah.
Hold her well.
Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah.
Because, you see, God's eyes has been on you long time. Just like the enemy's eyes has been on you. When you know,
working
Gomosh, you know that kangu mic ni mo no mu se enye bosre mu kan
an old
old old because you see I have appeared in a place me who dan bi ya tro Canterbury.
I was in Canterbury House.
Canterbury. Me who say nipa na san panic na on chain.
I was in Canterbury House.
And they have been looking for you from that time. And the eye and the hand of the Lord has also been on you and has helped you to navigate many waters and storms up to today.
Professor.
There was a church you served in Takoradi. And the service that you gave there is what started the preservation up to today. That the man of God has now covered you. And you know, there's grace coming. Wealth, me, but Pachosonimuyo. Wealth, I don't care what you're going through today. I am telling you what I see in the spirit.
Professor.
And God will cause it to come to pass. When it comes to pass, please don't forget this church. This is the reason why it was released. Beloved, stretch forth your hands towards them. Stretch forth your hands towards them. Father, as you have spoken, so shall it be.
Amen.
His life is preserved in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your glory and grace shall speak strongly over their house, their home, and over this marriage.
Amen.
As you have opened the floodgates for wealth, I declare in your name and by your mercies, let them walk in that dimension, and that your name alone will be glorified. In the mighty, matchless name of the Lord Jesus, we call it done. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Somebody celebrate Jesus. I hear a name like Olivia. Olivia is connected to accounting. A name like Olivia, but the person is connected to accounting. Olivia connected to accounting. Is there anybody here like that? She's not here. Okay. The person must be called Ofuriwa. Ofuriwa.
Professor.
Let me give the word. If you know her, give it to her. 236479. A key in the spirit. They have written that number on it. You can write it down. 236479. And she's going into a room. And I see she's using that key to open the door. And when she enters, people were waiting for her in the room. And they were clapping for her. When you go and mention this number to her, she will know what it means.
Yes. Professor.
When you met 236479, when you mention the number to her, she will know what it means. Please resume your seat. Resume your seat. Mola talakatas. Sir, in the spirit, I'm in a place, and I see you in that place. It is like a building that I am looking at. I am seeing blue, I'm seeing red, and I'm seeing you entering the building. But as you entered that building, people were following you into the building. And I saw it's like you went and you had a meeting, and after that meeting, you signed a certain deal, and this deal is like, it is quoted in USD, as my eyes were seeing. Mm. And the Lord said, get ready. There's a deal coming for you in connection to that building that I saw you enter. That's your office.
That's my office.
And I see it's happening.
Professor.
The deal is about to happen.
Professor.
Not long from today. God said, get ready. You see, your faithful walk with him has resonated in heaven.
Amen.
This man, it's like I'm seeing a file open in the realm of the spirit. And they said, this man, he gave this seat to this church. And give this seat to this pastor, and give this tea to this church,
Professor.
And they give this to this one, and they're just listing them like that. And the Lord said, all those things you did, they have appeared in the throne room of grace like a memorial. And because of that, these doors are about to open unto you without struggle,
Amen.
Saith the Lord.
Amen.
Church, step forth your hands. We are praying for the
you
man of God. Let it be done as God has said. Lift up your voice. Shalakapadu satala. Regadu mala.
You reign,
worship him, worship him.
I am of Judah. Agunete.
Somebody celebrate Jesus. Come on, celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Sir, it will happen. It will happen. It will happen. There is nothing you have lent to God he hasn't seen and will not pay back. There is a principle that no man can outgive God. It's impossible. And so God will cause it to come to pass. Sir. God bless you. God bless you. Somebody celebrate Jesus. I want a few people. Manago, am I allowed to? I want a few people who can support this ministry. A few people who can support this ministry. One of the things I told God from day one that I will not be one of those who use the grace and the gift to deceive people and to extort people. Never. Pastor Mark has known me for years. People have known me for years. I'm the same person, the same consistent person. You see, because the prophetic is a strange, and a prophet is here. You know, what you don't know, you know, my father used to talk to me about you. Yes. Many years ago. He told me, you see that man? He used to do deliverance meetings and deliverance sessions, and people will be screaming and demons will be leaving. I said, ha! Father used to talk to me about you. So I have a huge regard and a huge respect for him. Hallelujah. So to find a prophet like him that will speak the truth in a generation like this is right. See, because it is easy to use the gift and the grace to extort people. Now, if I come to you now and I say, God said this and God said that, and you are wild, whatever I say do, you will do. If I say jump, you will jump. You know, assuming God shows somebody is going to die. If we pray, the person will live. Why must the person come and pay money before he lives? Because you can't buy life with money. But because the end game of the prophetic word is just the money, I must tell you whatever I need to tell you to bring me the money. And I've told God, that shall not be my portion. I will not be one of these. And so when I am talking about money in church, I don't play games. I don't do gimmicks. Some people will tell you, and I saw 14 horses. 10 of them were white. 4 of them were brown. The white ones are faster than the brown ones. If you want to go fast in life, come quickly and stand here and stand on the white one. And you see children of God rushing to come and sit on a white horse they can't see. But you see, when you are dealing with mature people, they know scripture is clear. Give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaking together. You are just communicating kingdom principles. And whoever keys into it receives what comes by its virtue. I want a few people, you can stand with this ministry. Organizing a program like Revival 2022 is not a joke.
It takes grace. It takes a lot of sleepless nights, prayerful consideration. Immediately I saw the lineup, I knew that the man of God had been in the spirit. Immediately I saw it. I knew that the man of God has been in the spirit. And want to stand, this is a ministry you can stand with. Are you with me now? I want a few of you. You can, five of you can sacrifice the seed of 2,000. Come forward. Just five people. I want to pray with you from my heart. You can sacrifice the seed of 2,000. Just five of you. Just five of you. Just five of you. Father, I pray for them. That you will do for them that which no man can do. In this atmosphere, what you have begun to do, oh God, from Monday till today, I pray that you will remember these sacrifices they are making before you. That you will touch them and cause them to experience a fresh dimension of your providence. Between now and the year ending, may they encounter grace that all the glory will come to you alone. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we call it done. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. You can do a seed of 1,000 cedis. Please come forward. You can do a seed of 1,000 cedis. Please come forward. A few of you, five of you, you can do 1,000 cedis. Come forward. God bless you. God bless you, sir. Five of you. Oh, we give you glory. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Two more people. You need to be five. Two more people. Just run quickly, join them. Run quickly, join them. Run quickly, join them. This is a place worth standing with, worth supporting. Father, thank you and bless you. Are you coming? Okay, sir. God bless you. Father, thank you and bless you for their lives. I give you all the glory and all the praise. And I pray for them that you know their individual needs and individual desires. Out of their own need, they are giving to you. And Lord, I pray that you will show yourself strong even in their lives. Come through for them in a way that they will know that indeed this is the hand of God at work in my life. I declare that you will preserve them and be a wall of fire around them. In the mighty, matchless name of the Lord Jesus, we call it done. Amen. God bless you. Maybe 10 of you can do a seed of 500 cedis. Come forward. 10 of you. 10 of you. You can do 500 cedis. Please come forward. Let me pray with you quickly. 10 of you, you can do a seed of 500 cedis. Father, we give you glory. You can do 500, you can do 300, 200, 100. Just join him quickly. Let me pray for all of you together. Please join them quickly. Let me pray for all of you together. It's a good place to be connected. This is a final night. We are carrying every blessing in the atmosphere. Everything God wants to do. We are connecting. La dula bashala katos. Le bragados alamanos antalia katos. Lebora da basha, paradisula da ba, le comadini malada santos cadia capachandes, vregadino sila capande, la dosha da ba, la candi mahanto zibeleco satas, ragade barossiati alamanda catos. Hey, Father, we bless you, O God, shanda doza de capa, la lomanico paradis. Father, we bless you, and we thank you, O God, that you have given even grace to give in this conference. I pray for them that a year by this time, let there be an uncommon testimony in their lives. Let those who have known them in the now begin to acknowledge that indeed your grace has worked it out. And I pray for them that they shall come bearing testimonies and come bearing praises to the glory of your name alone. In the mighty, matchless name of the Lord Jesus, we call it done. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Please rise to your feet wherever you are. I must say that it is an honor. It is an honor to be at this place tonight. An honor I don't take for granted at all. I am humbled by this invitation. A man of God, I want you to know from the depth of my heart that we are grateful and that we love you, and we love that we are connected to you and our mama in this house. Hallelujah. I'm happy that my wife is also called Rita, you see. Yeah. So I'll bring Rita Junior to come and see you later. I'm happy that my wife is also called Rita. Beloved, thank you so much for standing with the man of God for Revival 2022. With a hand clap, a shout, and an excitement, help me receive Prophet Dr. Kofi Odro.
Everybody standing. My daughter was telling me since last Sunday that I want to see this apostle Josiah. I said, why? Do you know him? I said, no. I want to know the kind of caliber of man of God who could make the poster to be changed, because originally he was not part of the poster. The television and online adverts to be delayed until his name was added to it before it was released on TV. Normally our adverts will roll like 3 weeks before the time, but this time it was released one day to the start of the program. He said, I really want to know why this apostle was added last minute. Asmanye betie wasumu. Betie wasumu ba. You will know why. What a man of God. Oh my God. Somebody give Jesus a shout of praise. Yesterday, I met Reverend Jerry and Reverend Samba in a memorial service of one of our brothers who lost his mother, and we went there to commiserate with him. And then whilst we were sitting, Reverend Samba and Reverend Jerry came to me and said, Papa, this revival, no dear, we've been doing Reloaded, and December we are waiting for Reloaded. But as a revival, you are not. As a revival, you are not. Hey! What a night! What a week! Somebody throw your hands and begin to worship. Give God the glory. For 1 minute, please. Rababado Shana Dada. Give him glory. Sianala. Shana Dada Dada. Yeah. Just give him thanks. Let's give him praise. Glory to the Son of God. Glory. Dia da 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 bosh. Dia da 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 he. Dia da da he le. Shala la 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 ha de. Dia da da he. Dia da da he. Dia da da. Shira monu cha. Wanjoi, Waminda Boshi, yeah. Close your eyes. Let me borrow the song of the man of God and wrap up the prayer just to honor the Lord for his goodness. Hey, if this revival had not happened, that prophecy to Mr. Ian wouldn't have happened. This man travels to Takrade, which is his hometown, as if he's going to his house. His people would have just caught his soul. This lovely young man you spoke to would have lost money without knowing why he is losing money. It's an encounter of the Holy Spirit. What amazes me is the word shift. The word of God that is being preached is bringing us a mind and a mentality shift. From today, we want to shift from the crowd to our closet. Yeah. From the crowd to our closet. Get back on your knees. Get back on your knees. Get back to your waiting days. Get back into the presence of the Lord. When Reverend Samba came here on Tuesday, whilst we received Reverend Elvis Ajiman, he was on his 76th day of fasting. Reverend Elvis Ajiman was fasting for 7 days without food when he stood here. Dr. Avebo was in a 24-hour fast when he stood here. Reverend Randy was at Anakazo Missionary Center fasting for days till he came here. When I spoke to our apostle, he made me to understand that we are in the presence of the Lord in fast and prayer, waiting for a word to be dropped in our spirit. These men of God didn't come here joking. No. Evidently, you can see for yourself that the oil is thick. The viscosity is very thick. It's not a joke. When you ask your flow, Mabel, oh, sorry, Mary, as young conscious, I know. This is not gimmicks. This is a man of God. And the Bible said that he that God sends speaks the words of God. John chapter 3, verse number 34. Speaks the words of God. These men of God have come here to only disseminate the mind of the Lord. Now, dear me, you mean who on Gomshin Nemo is a fire on the altar? That is a covenant that bends every day. You mean who chinina? When you know something and it's confirmed, then you know. This is not gimmicks. Odi for Yamisha. When we say Yamid Bibima will be here, they don't struggle. No, they don't struggle. You know, he is not trying to prophesy or preach or talk to us. He is just doing it with ease. The flow is there. I thank God for all the lineup, but I thank God also for how they all came. Which days they came. You know, the day Reverend Nate came, the day Reverend Elvis Ajiman came, the day Dr. Avebo came, the day Apostle Randy came, the day Jehovah the Mafia came. And the day apostle Josiah came. I know what dinner. Apostle, before I will bring my appreciation, I just wanted to borrow your song, just an appreciation of the Lord. Which key is that, sir? Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah. Come and help me. Hey, hey, yeah. Hey, one more time. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. One more time. Come on. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Raise it up, Parabara Mahande, Giradada Bahadea under it, Shadadada Hande, Kabada Bahadea Antarada. In this atmosphere, every request, every prayer is possible. If you have a need before the throne of God presented in this atmosphere, Shando Marakati Barahadekosha. Oh God, Padamahadeko Mara Andesh. Sanda Dada Haya Hayosh. Kubadaba Antenede. Riyadama Ande. Kababa. It's possible in this atmosphere. Yeah. Commit your life in this atmosphere into the hands of your God. We are in the month of October. The Bible said in the 10th month, the waters decrease continually and the tops of the mountains were revealed. The ark rested. Hey! Hallelujah. We are not closing the revival, but we are just closing the service. The revival continues in your spirit. It continues in your mentality, in your conscience, in your motives, in your heart, in your soul. Revival continues. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You watched us, you are listening to us, and you want to rededicate your heart to the Lord. You want your sins to be forgiven. You want your name to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Put two hands on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, take my heart. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the Book of Life. Tonight, I rededicate my life, my heart to Christ. I belong to Christ. I will serve you in spirit and in truth all the days of my life. Thank you for answered prayer. And Father, I pray for everybody who prayed that prayer with us. I'm asking for your grace and favor that you will lead them to the right places in the name of Jesus, even the people that are watching us online, to be nurtured, to grow and bring forth fruits of repentance and righteousness. In Jesus' precious name. Let this week be the week of testimonies. Let the revival that have been stirred in our spirit break forth. Break forth a sea of testimonies. In the mighty name of Jesus. As we go, may we have encounters of the Spirit of the living God. No weapon formed against us will ever prosper. Defend your name on our lives in Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen 7 times. Amen. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The last one. Celebrate the goodness of God with a clap offering. Wow. You may be seated. Let me acknowledge my mother, Dr. Christy Dotete, who joined us online since Monday and has been with us till today. Before you started preaching, my mother was online. and she is still watching us. Mommy, nani majobu, thank you so much for your love and your motherly care. Thank you so much. Tomorrow, Solid Rock is beginning our 27th anniversary convention at the City of Faith. Myself and all my pastors and deacons, we are traveling to the holy mountain of the Lord, and we are going to be with our mother. It's going to be awesome as we celebrate. And today's week, we will join the AG1 Apostle General to crown the anniversary on Sunday afternoon. It's going to be very special. Say a good amen. Amen. And let me use opportunity to thank God for the life of this amazing apostle. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I know what to me. Remember, and I said, I tried to young tempted me, sir. 1 week I must say, I can't believe it. I can what say you 2 weeks. About saying I mean shawate. Wouldn't you mame? We really celebrate God for your lives, and we thank God for the ministry and all the branches that you oversee, all the affiliate churches, all the sons and daughters that God is using you to raise. Thank you. Thank you. There is something that the Holy Spirit told me. He said, I'm raising new masters. Masters that will take batons from patriarchs and matriarchs. He said, these people I have called out to you, named to you. As a matter of fact, the Lord mentioned all of you to me last year. And it's been in my spirit. We needed to have this convention at Pantai, to open our church at Pantai. But this year, when I was waiting on the Lord at Asamanke, so the Holy Spirit told me, no, it's not Pantai he's talking about. He's talking about this place. And so he said, the names he's mentioned are just a handful of the new masters that he's raising. These masters are going to be, and so when you mention that God is raising new people in all spheres of life, I mean, this congregation, I've heard it many, many, many times. They will come from all areas of life, in politics, in entrepreneurship, in the arts, in music, in dance, in drama, in acting, in ministry. They will come from everywhere. And these new masters are going to take batons from the people that are in politics, for people that are in ministry. These are going to be the masters that will take over from Dr. Otterbell at Bishop Nick, from my mother Christy Daughter, to people like Reverend Stephen Stanley Mensah, AG1, Dr. at Bishop Charles Ajinasa, people like that. And you can see that, you know, people like all the names I mentioned, including your father, have raised such a high standard. And if we are going to take batons from them, we might as well raise our standard a lot more higher than theirs. And so we are going to be sensitive that the fire that has been stirred up in us is not just, you know, an euphoria, but an indelible print of God's grace, that we are going to represent the kingdom very well. Hallelujah. So the Lord bless you. We love you by force. Whether you love us or not, we love you by force. It's just amazing. I told it. I said, by the time we finish this convention, you will love all the speakers. You will, and I know when my wife is excited. I know when my wife is excited. She is over the moon. Thank you all very much. The Lord richly bless you. Say a good amen. Amen. Yeah, I want you to put the mobile money number on the screen here and online, and so that, you know, we can be able to take our offerings. I have special envelopes. You want to take some, it is your own decision, willingly, and anytime at all, you can be able to drop it. This Tuesday, Bible study, don't miss, you're going to. This Tuesday, as a matter of fact, is going to be the birthday of Dede Rita. Yeah. Apostle is clapping for you. The day's birthday is on the 4th of October, and it's on Tuesday. So Tuesday, I want her to come and pronounce a blessing on all you that are going to come. And, you know, we celebrate her. This woman is just peace of mind. She's just peace of mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Wednesday, Forest and Bible, because here you can't miss it for anything in the world. We will take Jehovah the Mafia to Forest and Bible this year. Hallelujah. It's going to be such awesome. Thank you so very much. And number one, your friend, Papa. I know what dinner. Get a selfie, take a photograph of yourself. You're looking amazing. The Lord bless you richly. Everybody who took an envelope yesterday, you can come to the altar quickly before we will release the apostle to the office and have a short meeting with him. Yeah, clap for them as they come. There is a woman who is watching in America and sent a message to Dede and said, "Mommy, please, I want to do this." So she sent her money, to, you know, from the States, and we put it in an envelope, and Dede is doing that for her. Hallelujah. Clap for them, clap for them, clap for them. I mean, Shidamuatu. Amazing. Hallelujah. All right, put the mobile money there. Let's take our offerings. And Father, whoever willingly gives, not by compulsion, not by force, but willingly, I ask in the name of Jesus that you will release an overflow of your favor, mercy, grace, kindness, and compassion this particular month, and do us good like never before. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Come and engage this altar before you go home. You want to have, you will hear the voice of Reverend Mark Otedanso as we close the service. But Pastor Jerry has been through the service and has not said hello to us, so I want him to say hello to the church. You will give us shout outs. Just hello. Why you fe papa? We'll be uncanchere wa makachere.
When you my me wa pepe.
Sing it.
Erate what ye wo yo nyame. Debia wo ye kese ani. Ain't seen a unzon kona one day. Baby, we a kiss, no fata won't go on. Why cry no betu mini wet ye see? Enter a ding and coupone.
What's in a dinina? Meta.
Mede wa ye ima wokwa.
Doma, doma.
Sorry, oh,
Adoma,
oh, hallelujah.
Never be that you'll be out.
receive Reverend Mark Otudanso to close the service for us.
Yes, hallelujah. I trust you are blessed. You can't receive these drips of oil from Monday to today and remain the same. It is my prayer that you'll be effective wherever you find yourself this week. That this oil will cause you to be impactful. Hallelujah. Father, I pray and declare that, Lord, may every grace that we have received since Monday enable us to be effective. May we be light of the world indeed. May we be salt of the world indeed. Cause us to impact wherever we find ourselves. In the name of Jesus, may this grace cause us to walk in holiness. Cause us to walk in righteousness. Cause us to be people of purity. Cause us to be loyal and God-fearing in all spheres of life. In the name of Jesus, may we be revived indeed in the days ahead. May we not forget these impartations that we have received from these big graces. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. I declare that as you live here, may the oil of God burn in your bosom. May the fire of God burn in your bones. Even now than ever before. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord preserve you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord cause you to dwell in higher places. Where others slipped and fell, may you run in that same place. May God do for you that which man cannot lay claims to. May God do for you that which money cannot buy. I declare you blessed. I declare you prosperous. In Jesus' name, let the saints of God say amen. God bless you. Go in the name of the Lord. Know that you are blessed and you are not alone. God bless you.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.